The headlines this hour. The European Union has called for an unprecedented 600 billion euro crisis fund. Israel denies US claims that it has agreed to halt a settlement project in East Jerusalem al-Quds. And Iran successfully test fires domestically made smart torpedoes during military drills. Hello everyone and welcome to the news here on Press TV. I'm Hassan Tavakoli. Thanks for joining us. The European Union has reportedly called for the formation of a massive fund tasked with helping debt-ridden Eurozone economies. Reports say the unprecedented 600 billion euro fund will be set up with the involvement of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. It's to consist of bilateral loans, loan guarantees and IMF credit lines. And it will be made available to Eurozone economies that are under the threat of collapse. Analysts fear that several European countries, including Spain, Portugal and Ireland, are at risk of bankruptcy. EU finance ministers are currently in Brussels for an emergency meeting. They want to make sure the Greek debt crisis doesn't spread across the continent. Well, the International Monetary Fund has approved a $40 billion rescue plan to debt-ridden Greece. The loan will run over 3 years. Greece will also get another $100 billion in aid from the EU. The combined bailout package is the biggest in history. Greece must commit to a radical austerity program in exchange for the help. The Greek parliament's approval of spending cuts and wage freezes has sparked violent protests in the capital, Athens. The country is in urgent need of funds to make debt payments due in 10 days. Worries that Greece's problems may spread to other countries have rattled investors around the world. Financial markets across the globe have dropped sharply in recent days. In the UK, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is under heavy pressure to resign following his party's failure to win a majority in Thursday's general elections. Three Labour MPs have urged Brown to step down. The Labour Party is on the brink of losing power for the first time since more than a decade. Now, Liberal Democrats are discussing a power-sharing deal with Conservatives, who won most of the seats. The Conservatives say the discussions have been good so far. They say, however, another round of talks is to be held between the two sides. Brown says the Labour would enter talks with the Lib Dems if their discussions with the Tories failed after all.
I want to come out in a minute with my kids.
Now, a massive ash cloud from an Icelandic volcano is once again disrupting air travel in parts of Europe. This comes only weeks after millions of passengers were stranded in European airports during April's volcano chaos.
The plumes of ash from a volcano in Iceland are forcing the cancellation of many flights across Europe. By midday Sunday, most airports were closed in northern Portugal, the north of Spain, Italy, and parts of southern France. Passengers have been urged to contact their airline before going to the airport.
When I came here, everything was cancelled. I was really upset because it's very disruptive. But, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Dozens of flights were grounded at the Portuguese capital, Lisbon. All flights to the second largest city of Porto were also suspended. In Italy, authorities were forced to close airspace in the north of the country for several hours. The closures forced the cancellation of more than 300 flights. In France, the airspace remained open, but at least 70 flights bound for southern Europe were grounded. On Saturday, more than 900 flights were cancelled in northern Spain.
We were going to Munich and my colleagues here had to take a flight from Munich to Delhi in India. We are thinking about what to do now. We don't know yet.
The European Air Traffic Agency says transatlantic flights remain affected by the ash cloud.
The disruption will mean that there will be some delays on the departures of the transatlantic flights because they all have to route down through Spain and Portugal out onto the ocean, so there will be some congestion in Spanish-Portuguese airspace, and so there may be some delays on the departures of flights.
Iceland's volcano first began erupting on April 14th. It caused travel chaos worldwide, with airspaces closed over several European nations for a week. More than 100,000 flights were cancelled, affecting some 8 million passengers. The airline industry says it has lost about 2.5 billion euros in damage. It remains to be seen how the latest development will affect an industry already hit hard by the global economic slowdown.
BP engineers are struggling to cap the leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. Millions of gallons of crude has poured into the water, forming a massive oil slick. Now it's moving westwards towards the U.S. state of Texas.
3 weeks after an offshore oil rig blew up in the Gulf of Mexico, crude continues to spill onto the seafloor. An estimated 210,000 gallons of the black liquid has been leaking into the Gulf every day since the April 20th explosion. In an attempt to contain the escaping oil, a 98-ton concrete and steel box was lowered over the well on Saturday. The effort soon failed after ice-like crystals began forming inside, clogging the container's opening. But officials say they haven't given up hope yet.
Well, I wouldn't say it's failed yet. What I would say is what we attempted to do last night didn't work because these hydrates plugged up the top of the dome.
Estimated at nearly 3.5 million gallons of oil, the slick is already the size of a small country, threatening the U.S. coasts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Efforts have begun to dig a relief well and stop the leaking reservoir once and for all, but that will need at least 3 more months to be completed. Unless authorities can find quicker solutions to contain the spill, the U.S. will have no choice but to get ready for one of the worst environmental disasters in its history.
An aide to Israel's prime minister has denied U.S. claims that Tel Aviv has agreed to freeze a controversial settlement project in East Jerusalem al-Quds. The Israeli official says settlement activities in East al-Quds will continue as usual. Speaking on condition of anonymity, he added that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's position on al-Quds is exactly as it's been under all previous Israeli cabinets. This comes after the U.S. State Department said Netanyahu had agreed to halt construction at the Ramat Shlomo project for 2 years. The Palestinians accuse Israel of trying to undermine peace talks and embarrass the Obama administration. Israelis and Palestinians are currently holding indirect talks mediated by the U.S. Meanwhile, Israeli warplanes have once again attacked the Gaza Strip. Hamas security forces say one attack targeted tunnels east of the town of Rafah. The area that was hit is near Gaza's border with Egypt. Another Israeli attack struck the Strip's airport, which is already out of order. The raids have caused damage, but no casualties. The impoverished territory is largely relying on tunnels running under its border with Egypt for basic supplies. This due to Israel and Egypt's ongoing siege on the Strip. More than 130 Palestinians have died in cave-ins and Israeli attacks on the tunnels. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has met with Iraqi President Jalal Talabani. The two leaders discussed the latest developments in Iraq following the country's general elections.
Egyptian President Mohammad Hosni Mubarak met with the Iraqi President Jalal Talabani early Sunday morning to discuss the latest developments in Iraq, where a new government has yet to emerge after the March parliamentary elections. On Saturday, Talabani met with the Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abul Ghait, who called for the creation of a representative coalition government that includes all political forces in the country.
Egypt can offer a lot. It can call the different Iraqi sects and main coalitions to unite on one idea. It can provide a strategic support in terms of security, legislation, economy, and a number of other things.
The Iraqi president's visit to Egypt comes after a visit on April 28th by former Iraqi prime minister and head of al-Araqiya bloc Iyad al-Alawi, in which he met with the Egyptian foreign minister, suggesting that Iraqi officials are seeking out Egyptian support during this period. Talabani also met with Secretary General of the Arab League, Amr Moussa, and the permanent representatives of the Arab countries in the Arab League.
There is a lot of hope that the Arab League will help Iraq in these difficult times. It shows that Iraq is very concerned with its role in the Arab world and the Arab League. God willing, Iraq will recover and it will become completely and fully independent, and then it will play a productive role in the Arab world.
Meanwhile, the Iraqi Electoral Commission said Saturday that the ongoing manual recount for the votes of the March 7 elections of Baghdad province is expected to finish at the end of this week. The recent visits of Iraqi officials to Cairo show that some political parties in Iraq have not reached maturity yet, as they are seeking external help to solve internal problems. This is May Kamel, Press TV, Cairo.
Iran's navy has successfully test-fired a new smart anti-submarine torpedo on the fifth day of a major maneuver in the country's southern waters.
This smart torpedo is capable of destroying surface and especially subsurface targets. It has a very considerable range. Iran is among few countries that can produce this kind of torpedoes. The torpedo is a strategic weapon used by a strategic destroyer. It will boost Iranian Navy's defense capabilities.
Well, the smart torpedo was launched from Iran's domestically built Jamaran destroyer. This came as part of a major eight-day exercise dubbed Velayat 89. It's being carried out in a wide area covering the strategic Strait of Hormuz to the north of the Indian Ocean. Meanwhile, Iranian Air Force for the first time used the Sadaf and Mirage fighters in the exercise. A senior Air Force commander said Sadaf warplane is capable of detecting all radio and radar signals in the battle zone. He also said Mirage is an intercepting warplane equipped with air-to-air missiles and other bombs. And watching the news here on Press TV, a quick check of the headlines this hour. The European Union has called for an unprecedented 600 billion euro crisis fund. Israel denies US claims that it's agreed to halt a settlement project in East Jerusalem al-Quds. And Iran successfully test-fires domestically made smart torpedoes during military drills.